This is Daguerreos Masculinist MGTOW Flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 767, entitled Monoconscious Feminist Callousness Towards Men's Issues. Description. This flyer describes the fragility of a lat, that's living apart together, relationship in which the man is a biconscious masculist and the woman is still a monoconscious feminist who is not yet bothered to learn some masculism, so that she remains monoconscious and hence callous towards men's issues, thus pissing off her latting biconscious masculist male partner, so that she risks being dumped by him. The flyer itself. Monoconscious Feminist Callousness Towards Men's Issues by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. Email profhugodaguerreos@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreos.wordpress.com. I have a bit of a problem with my latting girlfriend, brackets latting, L-A-T-ing, is living apart together. That is a part-time relationship with two abodes, with both partners being FIPS. That's FIP, financially independent persons. That is financially independent persons, close brackets. Lat relationships are very advantageous for men, since there's no manslavery, no divorce rape, no forced fathering, given the nature of the relationship. In a lat relationship, the only reason the two partners stay together is that they choose to, due to the quality of the relationship. If the relationship goes sour, then they just walk away back to their own abodes and move on with their lives. To men, this is hugely more advantageous than the traditional arrangement in which he's married, often with kids, where he gets royally screwed, butchered, in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, where he loses custody of his kids, his house to his fluffy ex-wife, loses half his wealth and stuff to her, pays child support and often alimony to his fluffy ex-wife, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up. To avoid this situation that occurs to roughly one father in four, the masculists push for the fipping of women, the creation of a FIP society, so that divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that women are assumed to be FIPs, so that fathers do not get divorced raped by fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges, making them hated by masculists. Latting avoids all this, which is why the manosphere pushes men to have lat relationships if they want to have relationships with women, but don't want to be manslaved and divorce raped. I've been in a lat relationship now for 6 years. It certainly has its advantages compared to traditional marriage, especially for second halver men, that is men in the second half of their lives, that is over 40. Since I'm getting close to being 80, I don't have to think at all about having kids or paying for a parasitic wife. As said above, the only thing that keeps a lat relationship alive is the quality of the relationship. If it's doing fine, then it will likely continue. If the relationship turns sour, then one or both latting partners can just walk out of the relationship back to their own abode, with no meddling of the government, as is the case with a traditional marriage, which typically financially butchers a man when he divorces, making divorce toxic for men, and hence making marriage and paternity toxic for men, hence the enormous moral pressure by the maskers on women to fib up or to rot on the shelf. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, the worst of all gender crimes as seen by maskers, who are abolitionists, who expect women to be fips or to rot on the shelf, viciously rejected by maskless unless they are fips. But what about men in lat relationships, where all the traditional horrors of the traditional man-slave role in a traditional marriage are avoided? What problems do they face in a lat relationship? This flyer is about one such problem that I can write about with some experience based on my own life with my own lat partner. In many respects, the lat relationship I have with my partner is a very good one, emotionally, intellectually, sexually, fitness-wise, touristically, etc. I have many pluses with her, which explains why we are still together after 6 years. But there is still a problem that hopefully is not strong enough to break us apart, and that is her callousness towards men's issues, which is what the rest of this flyer will discuss. Monoconscious feminists are typically misandrist towards men. They've been brainwashed by feminism, monoconscious feminism, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. This is the very definition of monoconsciousness, that is, knowing only of feminist ideas when it comes to gender politics. To most feminists, gender politics is feminism. It does not occur to them that in reality, gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse than vice versa, given that women commit many gender crimes against men that are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. To see this, compare men's gender crimes against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., with women's far more serious gender crimes against men, for example, man's slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, which the masses call the big three. That is the worst three ways that women oppress men that cause maskers to have a real hatred of such gender criminal women. Since most feminists are still monoconscious, they still feel they have a right to express publicly a contempt for men who commit gender crimes against women. To biconscious maskers, this is just sheer hypocrisy, since being biconscious, by definition, they know that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse. So typically, when biconscious maskers come across monoconscious feminists who trash men publicly, these men bite these women's fucking heads off, haranguing them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful maskers rhetoric, expressing their contempt for monoconscious feminist hypocrisy and genocide. Maskers also see monoconscious feminists as genociders, actually geociders, because these feminists have so poisoned the minds of young women that young men find them undateable, so don't date them due to these women's minds being too poisoned by feminism. Brackets, as shown by a famous opinion poll taken in 2022 by Pew PW Research Center in the US, that showed that nearly two-thirds, 63%, of young men 18 to 30 in the US don't even date young women. Young men who don't date women certainly don't give women their sperm, hence crash the birth rate and later crash the population. Maskers see monoconscious feminists as indirect geociders, as a cancer that must be eradicated by converting monoconscious feminists into biconscious feminists, by teaching them maskless ideas. So what happens when a biconscious maskless, like myself, who has read more feminist books than 99% of self-professed feminists, has a lat relationship with a monoconscious feminist? The rest of this flyer talks about this. In a word, I sometimes get irked by the callousness of my partner's attitudes towards men's issues. I sense a mental blockage on her part that prevents her from feeling any sympathy towards men's issues. When I mention men's divorce rape, man's slavery, forced fathering, that is the big three, she just brushes it off. This makes me wonder. I know from my knowledge of evolutionary psychology that women in the distant past evolved to be able to coldly, quickly, disloyally dump her man when he could no longer provide her and her kids with resources, particularly male-hunted meat, nor his protection against other men, and particularly against male warriors of enemy tribes. The moment her man, her sexual partner, lost his usefulness to her, she had to be psychologically capable of dumping him overnight so that she could give her cunt to some other man who could provide her with resources so that she and her babies would be more likely to survive. This all makes so much biological evolutionary sense to me. The manosphere knows this. It usually goes under the name of the red pill, that is, the idea that women don't love men unconditionally the way women love their kids. Women love men conditionally, that is, provided he can provide, that is, give her resources needed for her and her babies to survive. Women have always been profoundly parasitic upon men for their survival and of their kids' survival. Without men, women would probably not survive even 6 months, whereas men without women could probably survive a century. This red pill was a bitter idea for men to swallow, but is now widely known amongst men, especially young men, who watch videos on the internet in the so-called manosphere, that is, men who talk about men's issues, men's lib. There are several coloured pills talked about in the manosphere. Besides the red pill, there's the blue pill, which is what traditional men swallow, that is, believe is their role in life, that is, to be a man's slave to a fluffy wife who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Blue-pilled men are in the minority now, especially amongst young men who avoid fluffies and monoconscious feminists like the plague. This is the end of part one.